Over the past 55 years, Ghana has had many different kinds of leaders. Until date has been said, Ghanaians are not able to get 3 square meals. Ghanaians have the proper and access to education. Ghanaians are able to benefit from the mineral resources and the natural resources that they have. Ghanaians are still struggling to get drinking water, struggling to get electricity, to supply companies that want to invest into Ghana. I believe that these are many reasons that we as a nation want to make a change. We want to make a change because we are not able to transform our economy after 55 years of independence. And we are still battling and struggling to get 3 square meals for our people. IARC believes it's time for a change. I believe a change is now. I believe we need to invest in our youth, and we also need to hand over leadership and arms of government to the young people of this country. I know that we have many talented young people like me out there who have just completed their tertiary institutions and vocational and technical institutions looking for jobs to do. We are now ready. We are ready as the youth of this nation in arms of affairs and to go. So I believe that when Ghana is handed over to Hassan Ariga, I will tap the talent of every individual Ghanaian, irrespective of which political party or ethnic or religious background. Because what I want is to transform Ghana. I will make sure under my leadership, we get enough water for the people, electricity for the people, and everything that concerns Ghana. And I believe Ghana must work again. And I believe Ghanaians must give Ariga and the youth a mandate to be able to transform Ghana in no time. Because we are living in a global world where we are moving from digital to analog. And we are still practicing the analog way of doing things. Now, we want to move to the digital way of doing things. And in moving from digital, we are involving the youth of this nation and transforming Ghana together as one people, one country.
How do you think this transformation will happen? What specific steps are you going to take to ensure this real change that you offer Ghanaians will come to fruition?
You see, the problem with Ghana and the people of this nation do with implementing our policies and our programs. We talk a lot, we say so many things, but when it comes to implementation, it becomes a difficult thing for us to do. So first of all, I will start by implementation. That I have outlined will be implemented in no time. We will not waste time implementing the policies and the programs and the visions of the PNC and Hassan Ariga. And I believe it is when you implement that you get results. When you do not, and you have a policy plan, without implementing the plan, basically, it's just like fetching water and pouring it again. And I think that it is time for us to implement every little policy that we're talking about by, first of all, having a long-term development plan. A long-term development plan will be a plan that will spell out the development policies of every region in this country for the next 10 to 20 years. When we draw this kind of plan, we will make it a national plan for the Ghanaians so that anybody who comes to power will continue with this policy and implement it. Secondly, we will differentiate and separate the two powers, the political power from economic power. When we separate these two powers, Ghana and Ghanaians will now be free to work without fear or without favor. We will be able to implement those policies, whether it is Hassan Ariga who is in government, or Nana Akufo-Addo is in government, or John Mahama is in government. At that time, Ghanaians will now know that, no, it is not the parties that are going to develop the nation, but the economic strength of the nation.
What policies will you implement that will bring the change and create jobs and transform the economy, as you said?
First of all, we will start with decentralizing the system of government. Because we have a government, and a system of government that is not decentralized. So all arms of government, all government contracts, all issues, all policies and programs is just in Accra. And we will start by decentralizing the whole system of government, where every region will have its arms and its government and policies there. Now, when we do that, we will now bring on board the national development policy which will mean that every region will have a program that is going to be implemented within the next 4 years. When we do that, now we go into manufacturing and industrialization, using our raw materials to feed our industries in Ghana, so that they are able to manufacture for us to produce. Because if you happen to live in Ghana or you are in Ghana here, basically we import everything into the system. You will know that we are even importing water, drinking water, some kind of water we import from Turkey. We import water from other countries. I cannot imagine Ghana, a whole nation, still importing water to drink. Now, look at the mineral resources and the natural resources we do have. Find out where are these mineral resources. What kind of people are controlling these mineral resources? I am sorry to say that it is in the hands of the foreigners. But how can a country leave its national and mineral resources to the foreigners? What do you don't boast of as a nation? Because if I own your home, then I decide when you want to sleep or when I want you to be in the house. Because I have the key to the house. You cannot come into the house without me. And this is how we're suffering in Ghana. And in Africa, we need to know that we need economic power and political power. So Britain will give us the opportunity to build on our own and implement the policies that we want. And I think that we start with that one. And then we build on with other issues and see how best our country can move on so that we are able to produce and export. Look, we have all the mineral resources you can think of. Even juice. We can juice our mangoes, our oranges and other things and export. We have the best orange in Ghana. We have the best mangoes in Ghana. Yet, we import all these things. I mean, what are we doing as a nation? What can we boast of? And that's what Ayaga is talking about.
There are suggestions in Ghana that not a single political party might be able to win this year's election and that there will be a runoff. What is the position of the Ayariga and the PNC to form an alliance with any political party?
Let me be very sincere with you today. It is because of the contesting of Hassan Ayariga that it will be a runoff. If Hassan Ayariga was not going to be out of this race, I don't believe it would have been a runoff. And when they say there's going to be a runoff, then believe that Hassan Ayariga is going to be part of that runoff. So I would rather be thinking of how to get people to join me to win the power rather than I joining people. I join any political party. So my party is now looking at getting a political party that we share the same ideology and that we think that together we can build this nation. Already, I have the principles of politics of togetherness, politics of unity, and politics of tolerance. And with all political parties, I believe in the share of power. I believe that every beginning, irrespective of your profession, there is something that you can offer Ghana. And for that matter, inclusive government is what I want. I am not a politician who believes that when I win power, it is the PNC that has won power. Remember, I am not going to serve the government as a PNC man. I am going to serve the people of this country as a Ghanaian. And all Ghanaians will be part of my team. I am not a partisan presidential candidate, even though I belong to a particular party. But I believe that together, our nation can work. And together, we can build this country. Of our political affiliation.